In March of 1953, poet and activist Langston Hughes testified in front of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations on Un-American Activities. Chaired by Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy, the committee had subpoenaed people from many walks of life, but the American creative class was under particular scrutiny. This episode in Hughes' life is the focus of playwright Carlisle Brown's piece, Are You Now or Have You Ever Been? And it's one of the plays that American Players Theater in Spring Green chose for a staged reading that was recorded over Zoom. Thanks to our colleagues at PBS Wisconsin, it and the other five authorings in the Out of the Woods series are available for free online through July 26th at pbswisconsin.org. Gavin Lawrence is an actor, director, playwright, and composer. He's been part of APT in Spring Green since 2016, joining as a member of the Core Acting Company in 2019. He's a member of Actors Equity Association and the Union of Professional Actors and Stage Managers. He plays Langston Hughes in APT's reading of Are You Now or Have You Ever Been? Gavin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Rob.
Well, you've been so closely connected to this historical figure, Langston Hughes. This isn't the first time you've played him. Can you tell us, remind us a little of the outline of his life and work?
Well, Langston Hughes, he was born in Joplin, Missouri, and traveled a lot as a young child. Ended up in Mexico as a young man with his father, who wanted him to become a lawyer or an engineer. But he had another kind of desire, which was to write. And he ended up leaving Mexico at a young early 20s and moving to Harlem in New York at a time when Harlem was starting to bubble with what became later known as the Harlem Renaissance. And it was during this period in the 20s into the mid 30s that he was the most prolific in terms of his poetry, his novels. He wrote a column for the Chicago Defender. And it was also during this period where a lot of his writings started to turn some people in another direction. Some people were very appreciative of his writing because he wrote deeply in the African-American vernacular. And then there were other writers and artists at the time who wanted us to sound more like what Americans thought we should sound like. And so he was kind of this dividing figure. He and Zora Neale Hurston both tended to write in our own vernacular. And so a lot of African-American artists didn't appreciate that, but it actually became what he was known for and is, to me, like one of his most lasting legacies.
In the talk back after the APT online performance, the playwright Carlisle Brown had this to say about Langston Hughes.
You know, as an African-American writer, you know, he's one of my predecessors. You know, there is like a kind of lineage of, you know, African-American literature, which maybe African-American writers might look at in a different way than, you know, other people do. But, you know, he is, so, you know, whenever you're going to start on that journey, you're going to know about people like him and, you know, intimately and study their writing and sort of whatever. So how it came together, all I know is that I wanted to write a play that worked like a poem, and then I wanted creativity to be a character.
Now, you're an actor who's played Langston Hughes. You're a playwright yourself. Do you have similar feelings about Langston Hughes as someone who's influenced your own creativity?
Oh, absolutely. When I was a young boy, my mother, who was a literature professor at Howard University, would have me recite Langston Hughes poems. So he's been in my blood for a very long time. And then when I had the chance to portray him in this play that Carlisle wrote twice in Minneapolis, and then for this most recent reading at APT, I felt not only honored to get to play him, but I felt like I was given a huge gift, especially given the current climate in our country, to have more people know him, know his work, and hear his voice.
This is a unique play. It's a one-act play, but it's kind of in two parts. The first part is all you. It's all Langston Hughes talking, not just about what he's about to do in front of this Senate committee, but about creativity and the state of African-American literature. Yeah. What's it like? It seems like a demanding role.
It is very demanding. I can't tell you how relieved I am when we get to the second part where I have other people to share the stage with. Most actors would enjoy being on stage by themselves for that long, but he has so much to say. And it is like two separate shows, actually. But it's a wonderful challenge. And again, I think the audience, most Americans don't know about Langston Hughes, I think, like they should. And so to get a chance to trace his life, to trace his feelings about art and literature and fiction, particularly, and then to get to see how he's kind of like raked over the coals for being an artist, I think is very ironic and symbolic of what we're dealing with now.
Talking to Gavin Lawrence, actor and playwright. He's part of American Players Theater in Spring Green. He's playing Langston Hughes in their virtual performance that you can watch at pbswisconsin.org of this play, Are You Now or Have You Ever Been? Talk about this confrontation, Gavin, of you as Langston Hughes and this and Senator Joe McCarthy's committee.
Well, you know, they at that point that the committee was under a lot of they were under a lot of pressure to try to appear more congenial and not so dictatorial. And so they made an agreement with Langston Hughes that he would be a cooperative witness. However, there were two sessions. One was a closed session and the other was a public hearing where they got to make it seem as though they weren't as bad as many people thought they were. But they were trying to get him to basically admit that he was a communist. And so he had to kind of dance around that, because although he did at different points in his life have connections with people who were supposedly members of the party and at one point believed in some of their philosophies, he never joined the party. But they really wanted him to not just denounce the party, but to kind of champion what at that point would be called American democracy as opposed to communism. So he's dancing verbally throughout the second half as best as he can, until they basically let him off the hook.
I want to give a listen to, now this is back in part one of the play, and it kind of follows what we heard earlier from playwright Carlisle Brown about creativity as a character. This is you as Langston Hughes. Let's give a listen.
Look, what I am trying to say to you is that fiction is essential. It is not frivolity, it is not entertainment, it's not just the way you pass through leisure moments in your life. It is life. Stories are the keys to life. They are the means to our survival, roadmaps into our very being. Why? Because we cannot do this alone. We must have some record of those who have gone before us. Otherwise, we're just treading water, spinning our wheels all over and over again. The future is where stories lead, spreading throughout the world. Oh, to see the future, to know it, to believe in it, to stand in a place where it will make you safe, and safe for the generations that follow behind us, fiction is essential.
Now, the power of storytelling there, Gavin, and as, you know, we're isolated at home a lot of the time, as we see protests out there, it seems, I don't know, that seems like an even more striking and important passage in some ways. What do you think?
Absolutely. I, it's such beautiful writing and so on point. But we are, you know, we are hungry for creative expression. We are hungry, I think, as a society, to have our experience reflected back to us, you know, and I think that what Langston Hughes says is absolutely true, that fiction is essential. And without it, we are basically isolated without any connection to the past or the future.
As we wrap up, I want to talk to you. You've played this role on stage, and now you've played it on a screen or computer screens watching at home. This actually worked out really well for staging, because the first half is Langston Hughes kind of in his office, basically. So it's like you're working at your desk, and then it's like a Zoom meeting in the second half now. Can you talk about the staging and what that was like?
Oh, absolutely. Well, our director, David Daniel, did a really great job of juxtaposing my physical image on screen with the words and lyrics of a lot of Langston Hughes's poems, which, as Carlisle wrote in the stage directions, is vital to how he wanted this piece to be produced. And so to get a chance to see what he did, I haven't seen it yet. I guess I'll see it soon. I heard it really worked well for this format. And that when we get the other guys from the McCarthy committee, Dirksen and Cohn and Schein, that seeing these guys in these different squares actually made the audience feel as though they were watching a hearing. So I think it really worked well on this platform.
Gavin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Gavin Lawrence is a member of the core acting company of American Players Theater in Spring Green. He plays Langston Hughes in APT's reading of Are You Now or Have You Ever Been? Thanks to our colleagues at PBS Wisconsin, APT's Out of the Woods series of staged readings, including this play, is available at pbswisconsin.org.